Richard Ween is known to many in Sitka as Dr. Ween, but if elected to the assembly, he'd prefer you call him Richard. And he's been thinking about running for quite some time.
I had gone to assembly meetings in the past, and I always found to be very constrained to 3 minutes because I had opinions on lots of things. And so this turned out to be a natural, I'll say, segue in life to run for the assembly.
3 minutes being the time limit for persons to be heard. Ween has been an active voice in Sitka since arriving 17 years ago, after 2 decades practicing surgery in New Jersey. At one point, he was chief of staff at a Jersey hospital, overseeing hundreds of surgeons. He sat on the board of trustees for the Atlantic Health Association, grappling with a multi-million dollar budget. He has a master's degree in journalism. All these skills are coalescing now in Ween's decision to run for local office. He compares transparency on the assembly to informed consent in medicine, seeing himself as a translator tasked with giving citizens a full diagnosis of their government.
The people, the taxpayers, etc., need to know what's going on, period. This is something I can do, and believe it or not, I've been trained to do, is to shine the light, as it were, on various issues.
And in shining that light, communicate his findings with the public. Ween says there are 3 issues he wants to focus on: education, housing, and healthcare. And it's that last point on which he has the most personal frustration. Ween was terminated from Sitka Community Hospital for undisclosed reasons in February. If he has an axe to grind, it's that, in his opinion, the current administration has weakened the hospital.
The reason Sitka Community has cash flow today is not because anything the administration is doing that's so wonderful and innovative, but because the citizens of Sitka support that hospital regardless. And to me, that is an enormous message that the assembly needs to take. But it's a two-edged sword.
The other edge being an estimated $35 million in outstanding retirement and benefit obligations should the city sell Sitka Community. Given Ween's previous employment at the hospital and at Search, where he worked for nearly a decade, this begs the question about whether he can be open-minded if elected to the assembly. And I'm wondering if you'll be able to make a decision and have your mind changed by information that is received moving forward on the assembly. Can you be persuaded to be changed?
As Julian Sorrell in Le Noir et Rouge, The Red and the Black, Stendhal, said, "I am not slave to my opinion." And that is an important thing to learn. As a surgeon, if you are a slave to your opinion, you're going to hurt people. You need to take new information that is available and change. And I've had to make life-altering decisions, life and death decisions. So I think the assembly would actually be easier than what I used to do.
And for a person who prefers to do things his way, I wondered, too, if he can respect protocols and, yes, the time constraints of the assembly meetings. Ween believes he can.
I can take the convention and turn it into something perhaps innovative and unique. And the way the assembly works now, I feel I have ample room to speak and to work.
Ween says the first thing he'd want to do if elected is give city finances a head-to-toe inspection. He's worried about how bond debt on the Blue Lake Dam expansion is affecting the bigger picture.
If we didn't have the dam debt, we probably wouldn't be talking about Sitka Community Hospital. People are being sensitized because of all these increased rates and everything that's going on, so everything has become a touch point. Some of these basic financial things are settled. We will be, a city talking about survival.
Which is not a bad thing, he adds, saying that survival mode will encourage the assembly to protect what's most important. As for Sitka's biggest opportunities?
The big opportunities for Sitka, I think, are unlimited. I think this is a wonderful place. I think that Sitka's name is becoming more and more known, and I think that we should look more towards national recognition.
National recognition and local solutions, stating Sitka is a unique place, and what is needed are unique answers. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.